October Connect Month, WWIB. Let's connect with Jason Cans. We call it First Thoughts, right around 5:45. We're right here on the nose. Perfect timing on this Monday, October 26th, the day after your 48th birthday.
Yes, that is true. It was a good day. So I woke up yesterday morning and came downstairs, and the whole kitchen had been decorated by my wife and son, and that was a lot of fun to see. They apparently were making a ton of noise as they set everything up, and I didn't hear them at all, so that was even better.
Your early bedtime allowed them to do their work, though.
Correct. I think they are able to do all sorts of things after I go to bed, so...
Well, okay, so then you came to church and you got some goodies too.
I did. It was good to come to church. It was an interesting thing at home. Heather was like, I don't have any clothes to wash. We just got done with the wedding, or any clothes to wear. We just got done with the wedding and whatnot. And so I said, well, I'm going to still go. And you had gotten me a couple of books, certainly one of my love languages. And Perry got me a jumbo-sized thing of French roast, which was also another
nice
touch on my love language.
Uh-huh. Yeah, good stuff. Now, you kind of, on Facebook, you kind of being proactive, a proactive leader, you didn't just wait for people to wish you. You actually, and I think you've done this before, you gave them three options. What were those?
Yeah, so the three options that I gave to people, I did this, I think, last year as well.
I think you did.
Or something similar last year. And so I said, rather than just saying happy birthday, I'm asking you to do one of the following. Share a memory of our relationship, share something you appreciate about me, or share a blessing or something beautiful. And I think part of that is driven by my own response when I see it. Hey, it's so-and-so's birthday. And I'm like, oh, happy birthday. I haven't talked to you for 4 years, but
yeah.
I'm going to drop a happy birthday. And I find it helps to make a little bit of a deeper relational connection. And for me, it's a gift, quite honestly, to hear those things from people, just kind of what they're seeing and sharing. So
yeah, no, that was good. And so I don't know, when I saw you at church, you were like, well, I haven't opened the gifts, and it looked like you had a fair number of gifts. So what were some of the goodies you took away?
Yeah, so this was a first for me. I don't know if it's the first, but pretty close. Some of the birthday gifts I bought myself because of the wedding. And so I had a new pair of Converse shoes that I can actually wear to work. So I'm kind of excited about that.
Now you're a big fan of those kind of shoes.
I do. I love Converse. I love the way they fit. I find them very comfortable.
What's the unique name for those?
Isn't
there a unique name for the type of Converse shoe you like?
I like Converse All-Stars.
Okay.
That's the ones that I typically wear, but the ones I got yesterday are called One Stars, which are kind of a little different design idea, maybe a little bit classier than the.
So is that what you wear to All-Stars. Is that what you wear to work even?
I do.
Yeah. Okay.
I wear them on a lot of days. I have a pair of leather Converse that I wear that are all.
I've been
black,
going that direction, not Converse, but going more in the tennis shoe direction, and just rather than the dress shoe, I just find it more comfortable. So.
I think more and more people are doing that. I'm seeing doctors doing that around the clinic, and that's really neat.
Yeah.
You know, I think the creative things were a real touch for me. Grace, my daughter, had painted a picture of a Scottish thistle, which I absolutely adore. So I'll be bringing that into my office today. My friend Rebecca Reynolds wrote a poem for me that was, it brought me to tears in the morning. And I'm probably going to print that out and put it somewhere.
Nice.
There was just a lot of really neat stuff. Heather had picked up some bumblebee fleece, and it's, what, 12 feet long or something along those lines, to make a blanket for me. And I had been thinking about getting a new blanket because our dogs have a tendency to destroy them. So,
it's just
a really neat day.
It's nice to be celebrated, right?
It is. It was. I enjoy that every year. I am not shy about talking about my birthday. And
was
neat day.
Was my tribute on Facebook okay?
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
It was, I think some people, you know, it was kind of short little comments.
Yeah.
And then there were others that were much more detail. That you have a, I think, the gift of encouragement, and I think that, you know, so for me, that it was real good to see, as always.
I mean, yeah, well, I kind of blended. I mean, some of what I appreciated about you, as well as sharing a memory, that trip to Houston for the Larry Crabb Conference, is going to be hard to beat. But, I mean, I think, and I was kind of aware of this, and even when you were coming to church and I had this gift for you, I mean, the thought of, like, running, like, the father of the prodigal, like, out to just greet. And I think, and just close with this, the idea of love, sometimes we can be restrained, and it's just like to just love uninhibitedly, you know, and I love you, and I wanted to just, you know, say that and show that, so,
and yeah, and you did very well, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate your words, and I appreciate your gift.
So let's close it out with this in a radio sense. We play this special greeting for birthday people.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday and all your dreams come true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday!
There you go. A day late, huh?
Woo-hoo.
All right.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Jason. All right. All right, he's on the line. I don't know. I mean, how he's handling it. Success for his professional football team, the Detroit Lions. Again, they were down late by 6 to Atlanta. They move the ball down the field. They get to, like, the 8-yard line. They score as, like, the right at the end of the game. They win 23-22 with the extra point. Drew Freilich, I mean, how are they handling it in Michigan?
So it's not what you think, Mark. I called around to my brother, my uncle, my dad, all the Lions fans I know. People are mad that they won, you know.
It's, mad that they won?
Michigan has this twisted psychology where they root against their teams, you know. Like, I was telling you last night, 0-16 season, that's like a Super Bowl for the Lions.
Because
they're,
why?
People are mad.
They always want a better draft pick? Is that it?
That's the thing. Like, the dream of every Michigan sports fan is, like, they just fire everybody. That's what they talk about week after week. Like, we just need to fire everybody. Fire Jim Harbaugh,
right.
Fire Matt Patricia, Gretchen Whitmer. Just fire everybody. Everybody needs to get fired.
Okay. Well, but so, it was exciting. I mean, this is success. This is, you know, like, they're doing okay. This makes up for the Bears' loss early in the season.
It's an exciting win, but, you know, I think people just want to be, like, done with the whole regime, you know, the whole Stafford, Patricia regime.
And this just further extends it. They're like, oh, no, they might keep him, right? Okay.
Yeah, they're sick of his beard and his moo-moo and you know, so they just want to move on.
Well, I had to talk to you about that this morning, but also as we reach the end of October, corn mazes, mm-hmm. we've got Govan's Farm, an ad from them coming up. I mean, you had kind of a scary, traumatic event happen. Is that right?
Yeah, this was in college. So I don't know if you have a lot of allergies, but I have a deathly allergy to walnuts.
Oh.
And so when I was in college, this was down in Arkansas. We went to a corn maze called Slaughtered at Sundown. And right before we went to this corn maze, somebody had given me a cookie that I didn't realize had walnuts in it.
Oh, no.
So I eat this cookie, I go into the corn maze, right, and I'm walking around, and all of a sudden, like, it's like I can't breathe, and
wow.
my body starts swelling up, and so people are jumping out of the corn maze, and jumping, and, like, you know, yelling, and I'm like, you know, like, can barely breathe, and they think, wow, this guy's really scared.
they're thinking you're scared, and you're having an allergic reaction.
So I come out of the corn maze, right? I finally find my way. It's like double scary because people are trying to scare me, and I'm like, maybe I'm going to die in this corn maze. So my face had totally swollen. My
wow.
eyes had, like, swollen shut. My lips were all swollen. And I came out of the corn maze. I'm trying to find my way to the car, and people are like, oh, that's a great mask. Wow.
It's a great mask.
What a great Halloween.
Your face. Oh, my.
So anyway, so I ended up making it to the emergency room, barely
wow.
made it. And my roommate the next day, my college roommate, he had taken the Mrs. Fields cookie wrapper from the walnut cookie.
Yeah.
And he had nailed it to the door of our dorm room. He said, we need to be aware of our own mortality.
I guess. Wow. So what is it they had to give you to kind of bring you back to life?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's like this Benadryl. It's like Benadryl times 10. It was like the best thing I've ever had. Yeah,
so I know you're 36 now. Like, what age did you almost get knocked out by walnuts?
I think I was 19.
Wow.
It almost did me in, you know. It took an hour and a half to get to the ER because we were in the middle of nowhere.
No, that's quite the story.
That would have been a life cut short, you know. We would have never done this radio program.
I'm glad you're still with us.
You know.
You'd have never been to China. Hey, thanks, Drew. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it. All right. Have a great week.
Drew Frelick, our counselor, comedian friend from Michigan on a Monday morning, WWIB. So weekend recap, I got to give a special shout out to a six-year-old boy who kind of highlighted my Saturday. Vaughn, good morning to you. He's got a whole entourage stretching all the way to Houston listening to us on WIB.com today. You see, you've got some young ones. You said three kids, nine and under in your house. And I know Cooper's like five, right?
Yeah.
So to visit my friend Vaughn's grandpa, Ed, over the weekend, I mean, just you forget what great enthusiasm and energy and imagination these young ones have.
Right on.
So Vaughn shows me his Lego track, and I mean, he's having these running around the houses with his imagination and feeding the squirrel some outdated cereal in the backyard. I mean, just that was a big highlight for me. Also made a wild rice casserole, initially setting out to make the wild rice soup, but you know, you just kind of look in the back of the package like, hey, let's try the casserole.
Sure.
But Michael, looking to outdo me, makes not that, but homemade donuts on Sunday.
Right on,
Does
Michael.
Does it take a long time to make donuts or what? Wow.
Frying each one individually.
Yeah.
Or I guess maybe a couple at a time.
But. I mean, just with the dough, it takes a long time. He was patient, saw it through. They were too good. I had the first one. It was so good. I had to try another. I mean, the glaze, the frosting, it was very good. So I'm trying. I resisted this morning, Caleb.
Well, speaking of young ones, going back to my Friday night and early Saturday morning, this is kind of how my weekend started off. But it was a good weekend. It was a blessed weekend. But getting back from a football game, there's a lot of things that need to be done afterward. And so, the stadium lights are shut off and you're still packing up all of the equipment. So that gives you a glimpse. And then back here, there's podcasts and there's highlights and promos for the next week. Lots of things that need to be done. And so I didn't finish up until about 11:15. Well, after that, my other hat here as the sales manager, there was just gobs of paperwork from something that came in very, very late on a Friday from the Salem Radio Network that I had to deal with because I didn't want it hanging on my shoulders over the weekend.
Wow.
And so I spent close to another hour here dealing with all of this. And so by the time I got home, it was about quarter after 12. Well, you know how, well, when you do play-by-play, you get kind of wound up. It's a little hard to just go home and just fall asleep. And also, I was hungry at that point. And so I go home and find something to eat, truly a midnight snack. And I watch something on Netflix to try and put myself to bed. It was well after 1 a.m. by the time I finally fell asleep. Well, my wife had forewarned me that our two-year-old Nora had crashed and fallen asleep
early
in my chair.
Okay.
And not wanting to wake her up because, again, she's not always the greatest sleeper. Lindsay also just crashed on the couch. So I have my wife and my daughter asleep in the living room. And I, you know, again, just the dad thing. It's like I don't want to be sleeping on a different level than my family. Just sort of the protector. Like, I want to be there. And so I just found a spot on the other part of the sectional and fell asleep. Again, remember, this was well after 1 a.m.
Yeah.
At 5:11 a.m., cute little brown eyes and brown hair come rushing over to me. Hi, Daddy. She was up, and not just bleary-eyed. She was up.
Oh, no.
And she brought me multiple books. Again, just after 5 in the morning when it was well after 1 when I got to sleep. Read it. And she started going into the fridge and getting apple cider. And so we just snuggled, and I did not get back to sleep that morning.
Oh, wow.
And that was kind of how my weekend started off. But it's funny because it's like, well, I really would have liked to sleep. But it was so good to just spend some time with my littlest child in the wee hours of the morning. And, we made some memories, and Daddy got a nap later.
There you go.
Cody, you wanted to make us laugh this morning, and he says, what does a nosy pepper do? It gets jalapeno business. So
okay,
I'm trying to read that correctly.
Yes.
I get it.
There we go. Thank you, Cody, for getting us going. Dad joke from Cody this morning. All right, so we have one question. It goes from goes back to last week, and Cody even reminding us at 715-396-1670. Do you remember my question? Yes, we did, actually. I did, Cody. I'm just a step ahead of you. His question was this, Caleb. Of all the miracles that Jesus performed, which one is your favorite and why? Now, we'll begin with his answer because he offers this. He says, sure. For me, it would probably be the miracle of the healing of the paralytic. as Jesus performed this miracle at the witness of the Pharisees, who wanted to discredit that Jesus was indeed the Son of Man.
Hmm.
Boy,
it's a really tough question, a good question, but a really tough one.
It is, because I've never really thought that's my favorite miracle. Like, and there's so many, right? There's a lot to choose from.
I think I can jump in first here. This is something that a couple times I've preached a sermon. And so the raising of the widow's son is one that jumps out to me because that was something that I preached a sermon on too. And again, I'll go back and forget all my notes. But when I look at the compassion of the Savior to have a widow and it's her son, and that's all she has, and having a son myself too, and just thinking about that heartbreak and thinking about Jesus's compassion going up to her and saying, "Don't cry," as this funeral procession is going out of the city. And then you think about, again, the Jewish customs to stay away from those who are dead, completely stay away, and Jesus touching him and raising him to life. So putting himself at risk of the excommunication of being unclean, but saying, you know, hey, nothing is unclean if I call it clean. No one is dead if I call them to life. And so, again, in just a very small nutshell, I love seeing Jesus's compassion, his humanity, because he was fully God and fully man, to understand the pain of this widow, and then his great grace in the working of his power in calling that dead boy to life. And that's what he does with all of us. He calls us from death to life. We who are far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ.
Mine is going to be tied to that. I mean, I think it's, you know, walking on water is really cool.
Yeah.
The idea of he's asleep in the boat. There's this terrible storm and he's just like, peace be still. Hope Dar's song. But I'm going to go with you. Yeah. And I guess what stands out, and even as you're forming your answer, Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead.
Mm.
And not just the raising the Lazarus. I mean, he waited a couple days, but I love the preceding part of that, where it's just Jesus is, like, what it actually says, if you dig into the original Greek, I mean, he was really sobbing. I mean, he really, and just, that takes me into his feeling and his emotion. And these were dear, dear friends of his, and then raising him. So just the power, but also the emotion and the care that's there.
Love it. Great question, Cody, here for Monday Mailbag. And again, as we stumble a little bit through our answers, but I remember hearing from the pulpit from my dad, too, when Jesus said, "Lazarus, come forth," he said there was only one word that kept every tomb in that graveyard from bursting open, and it was the word Lazarus.
Huh.
That's the power of our God. He calls things that are not as though they were. He calls the dead to life.
All right, so we're trying to stamp this as a Make Us Laugh Monday, this Monday and every Monday, where we invite listeners to share their jokes, particularly in their own voice, on the listener line at 715-396-1670.
And we're trying to prime the pump just a little bit here, because we haven't had... Cody's given us a couple jokes, but I don't know if anyone else has yet.
Yeah.
So we can embarrass ourselves a little bit with some of these so that you realize, hey, pretty much anything's okay. As long as it's keep it clean and keep it...
Yeah.
Humorous
and
to
I
somebody.
Just think, you know, Mondays, it's good to get a smile. Maybe you need that smile on your face. Sometimes you get a case of the Mondays. So here we go. Here's a few dad jokes from a couple of dads. Caleb, how do you get a squirrel to like you?
I don't know, Mark.
Act like a nut. There we go.
All right, there we go. Mark, why don't eggs tell jokes?
I don't know.
It's because they'd crack each other up.
There you go. There you go. I don't know about you. I just don't trust stairs. They're always up to something.
I feel like I need to have this.
Yes, have the laugh track. Yes, please.
We need this after
each
one.
Yes, we do.
It's how sitcoms stay around for a few years.
Hey,
did you hear the rumor about the butter?
Mm-mm.
Well, I'm not going to spread it.
Oh, you have good control on your tongue, that's for sure. All right, well, why couldn't the bicycle stand up by itself?
Why?
It was too tired.
Wow, we just have a great studio audience here today. Thank you. Here's my last one, Mark. Why can't a nose be 12 inches long?
Why?
Because then it would be a foot.
That's funny. That's funny. I'm going to do a cat joke because I'm more of a dog guy.
Okay,
Dad,
one more.
Dad, can you put the cat out? I didn't know it was on fire. Oh, dad jokes. We can tell them all day, but we're going to stop.
I don't think we told Cody's last one either. He said, what man in the Bible is very smart? Abraham. He knows a lot. His nephew, Lot. There we go. Yeah, there we go.
He knows a lot. Yes.
All right. So again, it's a Make Us Laugh Monday, and can you do better than we just did? We think so. We really think so.
Yeah, right.
Good morning, WWIB. Happy Monday. This is Sherry calling from Osceola, Wisconsin. Say, why is it so noisy in the cemetery? Because everybody's coughing. Hope y'all have a great day. Talk to you later. Bye. Good morning and happy Monday. I have a couple of jokes for you. This is Sherry from Whitehall. First joke is, what did the turkey say to the turkey hunter? Quack, quack, quack. And the second joke that I have is, what do you call a penguin in the desert? Lost. I love it. I love all your jokes, and I love all the just the wonderful, wonderful inspirations that you do every single day. Thank you so much, and God bless you all.
Oh, man!
So we're both past 30 years of age. Me, a few years past, Mark. Yeah. A few more past.
Yeah.
It was interesting, actually, because we were talking about our age difference a little bit on Facebook Messenger last
yes.
night. And I sent you a GIF, and you actually identified the actor in the GIF, but from a show that was much, much older than... Then
what did I say?
Well, because you said it was from Doogie Howser.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that right?
No, it's actually from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, okay.
But was it
the same actor?
It was the same actor, Neil Patrick Harris. Yeah, okay. But I was just thinking that because
there's
you were making reference to like our generational gap, and I'm like, haha, that's kind of funny. But anyway, we are both past 30,
yes.
and we found this list of things a man should never do past 30 years old. So here
let's
we go.
Give it a go.
For what it's worth.
Coin his own nickname. Yeah, I guess after 30, you're like, hey, call me... You know, whatever. So.
Macho stash
yeah,
or something like that. Yeah, don't do that. Things a man should never do past 30, use a wallet that is fastened with Velcro. I loved my Velcro wallet. Don't still, but like it had an airplane on it and that was great. But I did say goodbye
to that.
You
have to outgrow these things. All right. Another thing, if you're over 30, you probably shouldn't be out on the sidewalk skipping. I don't know. Again, I tried to communicate to you in that Facebook message, though. I'm like, I'm 56, but I feel youthful. So, I mean, skipping might add to that.
And this is something that, like, I could see myself doing that with my children. I also could see myself
yeah.
pulling a hammy.
Yeah, there
so,
you go.
Things a man should never do past 30, let his father do his taxes.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Very good. Name pets after Middle Earth characters.
Gollum. Gollum.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I say to the dog.
I disagree with this next one.
Things a man should never do past 30, give shout-outs. I don't get that. We do that, like, all the time.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
We give a shout out to 6-year-old Vaughn early this morning. So, anyhow, it's fun to do that. Let's see. What else? How about wear Disney themed neckties? Disagree.
I disagree as
well. It's fun.
I love Disney.
It's a youthfulness. It's fun. Yeah.
I also disagree with the next one. Eat Oreo cookies in stages. That mm-hmm. is the only way to eat that. You bite off, you twist it, you bite off the top, and you have just the cookie. So then you can scrape off with your teeth the inside, which is the best part, and then you eat the other part of
one
the cookie.
One of my kids had requested Oreos recently, so my wife bought them. And then it's this whole discussion about making sure there's a fair distribution of them. So.
Yeah.
Let's see. What is another one? You should never, after 30, propose via the stadium Jumbotron.
I don't know.
I think a more private proposal
sure,
is better.
Sure,
but
things a man should never do past 30 years old. Call shotgun when riding in a vehicle with friends. Uh-huh. That does seem like maybe more of a middle school thing.
Or dispute someone else's call of shotgun.
I cannot stand this next one. They say after 30, a man should not purchase fireworks. That's when you actually have enough money to afford them.
Okay. All right.
Things a man should never do after 30. Go ahead.
All right. He should say 2 points every time he throws something in the trash.
Okay. I may not say 2 points or, you know, I know, like, you know, you might name, like, LeBron or something. Okay, I don't do that. But absolutely, I do the gooseneck and the follow through, and I feel better about myself and my day if I throw something in the trash from a decent ways away, and it looks like a 3-pointer.
This whole list reminds me of The Office, and it also, it seems like it could be called Grow Up.
Yeah. I don't know. I disagree with about half of these things.
There we go.
Because I think I still do them, but
yeah.
For what it's worth.